Hey there, and welcome to Single to Soulmates. I'm Tanya Alberti, your soulmate manifestation guru, and I am a spiritual guide and teacher, a relationship expert, and I help men and women ditch the endless dating bullshit and call in their sacred union. I do this by helping you to release your emotional wounds and align with your own soul so that you can step into the best and highest version of yourself and start manifesting that one-of-a-kind soulmate love that you are longing for. Hey, lovely souls, welcome back. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that I've actually had a lot of questions about lately, and that is the balance of divine masculine and divine feminine, not only within yourself, but within your relationship. So let's get into it. I think there are a lot of issues that come up with this, especially now when there are so many people talking about gender fluidity and, you know, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? And we are talking about the dichotomy of that energy. You know, we all carry both energies within us. So it's interesting when you're talking about particularly male and female relationships, why men tend to steer away from maybe a woman who might be more in her masculine energy. So I think it's an interesting concept, and it's definitely something that I think is really interesting. I think brings up a lot of really good points.
Yeah, I myself kind of not struggle, but kind of had to balance my masculine energy and then feminine energy when I was taking care of, you know, being a producer, taking care of the people. And then I happened to be dating with a person who happened to be one of the crew members at that time. And then he was a younger person, really good looking, and he doesn't take no for answer. Because at that time, I wasn't really interested in anyone who is younger than me. But he didn't take no for answer, so he wanted to go out with me, and we did, because he was very, I guess, assertive, right? And then what I found out in that dating period, he was extremely attracted to me, that my masculine energy, right? And then he was so surprised in my personal life. I wasn't like that at all. I'm still I'm very feminine, and I don't really make, I say what I want, I request that to my man, but I don't really tell what to do unless he's incapable of handling it. But I don't usually choose my partner who is incapable of handling anything. So, you know, I end up not saying anything, you know. I say stuff what I want, that's about it. And he was kind of like surprised how different I am in my business life and the private life. And that was quite challenging for me to how to balance that energy, because I don't really want to bring too much masculinity in my personal life, because when it gets to my personal life, I want to relax. I don't want to be a leader. I don't want to make a decision. I don't want to be the captain of the ship at all, and that stressed me out. But I did see quite the opposite kind of ladies, that they don't switch on and off the personal life and the business life. And then, yeah, I did see the friction in between the couple. In my case, my date wanted to be more masculine, which was kind of impossible, you know? So I ditched him, like, eventually, because I can't be who I'm not. So the point is, there was a friction I saw, and I do enjoy me being feminine. I love being feminine. And then there's nothing wrong with being feminine in the personal life, which I love to be feminine, like, as much as possible. And there's nothing wrong with that, really.
Yeah, no, and that's the whole thing. I mean, first and foremost, let me just preface this whole conversation by saying there is no right and wrong. It's what is right for you, what feels good to you, because whatever you are, whatever your predominant energy is, whether you are more in your masculine, more in your feminine, you have both within you. So when it comes to particularly male and female relationships, men in general, and this has just been, the typical, and like I'm saying, this is not all encompassing. This doesn't mean everybody. So, don't hold me to the fire for that. But what I'm saying is, as a general rule, men and masculine energy tend to be more in that active sense of when you look at yin and yang. Yang is active energy. It's doing. It's assertiveness. It's, that independence, right? It's somebody who is bringing that kind of energy that is active, and they're typically men in general. And like I said, this is a generalization, but men who are in a masculine energy thrive on bringing stability to a relationship, presence to a relationship. They want to feel needed. Right? They want to be the protector, the breadwinner. That is not just programming, that a lot of that is that masculine energy. And like I said, we all have masculine energy within us, whether you identify as a woman, whether you are a woman, whether you identify as a man, whether you are a man, regardless, we all have men and male and female energy within us. And that male energy is that active energy. Whereas feminine energy is the yin energy. It's the receptive. It's the nurturing energy. It's the energy of, that softer energy of being, whereas opposed to the yang energy, the masculine energy is doing. So finding a balance between the two is something that I feel that is important for people in general, let alone individually, but especially in relationships. So like Erica, you're mentioning that, when you're in your business mindset, when you're working on your business, when you're being that leader role, there's that sense of doing this. You're a strong, independent woman. You need to get out and be professional and have those attributes that help you reach that optimum potential in the business world. That is masculine energy. But when you're in a relationship, particularly with a man who is in masculine energy, he is going to be mostly attracted to and mostly wanting to be with somebody who is in that feminine energy. So when it comes to your relationship, if you've got a male person who is definitely primarily masculine energy, is complemented by the feminine. So when you're a woman, and like I'm using a man and a woman relationship as an example here, but as a woman, if you are in your masculine energy, that's not complementary to his masculine energy. It's kind of like you need two halves to make a whole, right? So it's not that you can't have masculine energy, because of course you do. You can't help it. But when you have two people trying to control things, we have two people being in masculine energy, then you wonder why men get kind of chased off by that, or women, regardless, whoever's in the masculine is going to be chased away from that in a sense, because you need that. Think of it like the yin and the yang symbol, right? You need to be aware of how the masculine responds to the feminine. So men in general who are in the masculine energy tend to be kind of a little territorial. They kind of don't look for women who present the energy of, I don't need a man. I'm a strong, independent woman. Okay, then you probably don't need one, right? And they probably are not going to be interested in being in a relationship with you. So it's not, like I said, there is no good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just an aspect of energy. So what is complementary to the other? I'm not saying as a woman you can't hold masculine energy, because you are going to by nature. You have both. So what I'm talking about is in the aspect, in the dynamics of your relationship, men, as in being in masculine energy, want to be, by nature of that energy, want to be the doer, right? They want to be the one who is going to be, like I said, the
providing that stability, the protection aspect, you know, they need that validation. And it's just part of that aspect of that energy. So as a woman, if you're in a male-female relationship and you are projecting masculine all the time, and there can be ebb and flow, there can be give and take, because men have feminine energy just as well as women have masculine energy. So finding that balance of give and take with that energy flowing back and forth between you works really well. But when you have two people, regardless of whether it's man, woman, woman, it doesn't matter. When you have two people who are strongly rooted in the same kind of energy, it's going to butt heads. You're going to have problems. So when you have two people in masculine energy, they are going to bounce away from each other. Think of it as like magnets repelling. You have a positive and a negative. Everything is polarity, right? Masculine is active, feminine is passive. It's just the way it is. You're going to have the magnets repel each other. And that's why super strong masculine energy in a dynamic relationship like that, when you have two people, it's not going to work. You've got to find balance between the two.
Yeah, definitely. And then the interesting thing is, many successful ladies who happen to embody their masculine energy a lot, they seek alpha male, and then they don't attract either. They don't attract them, or those males are not interested in them, and which is completely makes sense when we talk about energy, because I usually attract alpha men because I'm very feminine. But because of that, I'm extremely conscious not to bring my work mode masculine energy at home. Sometimes I can't help it. I'm like still in that mode. And then I've been told, wow, you're bossy, you know, here and there. But, you know, I have to bring myself back into female energy by getting back to myself, because usually you have to kind of think about what your core energy is, your original energy. I had to learn to be masculine energy because of my work environment, but my authentic energy is feminine to begin with. So it's easy for me to go back to my feminine energy. But when you are on and you're going at work, and then 6 o'clock you come home, and then suddenly you are required to be super feminine, sometimes it's difficult. And the choice of man you pick, let's say if your man is not as alpha male as you want it to be, so you have to presume the male role again because he's incompetent of what he's supposed to be taking care of as male of the family, let's say. In that case, you know, it depends on what you're looking for in man, but in my case, it didn't work out because it frustrated me and it stressed me out, and then I got extremely unhappy that I have to be man all the time, like in and outside of the home. So you really do have to understand which energy you feel authentic, means your core energy, and then feel like who you are more, because yeah, we both have masculine and feminine energy, but we do have predominant energy of who you are. In my case, I'm feminine. So if someone is forcing me to be masculine all the time, I get super resentful, you know? Because I feel very uncomfortable being having masculine energy and be the leader everywhere 24/7. Like, I have no time to relax. I want someone to take care of me, right? So you have to understand how you are. There's nothing wrong if you're a lady and you want to be masculine energy all the time, and that's your core energy and you feel more comfortable with. Then you do have to understand, as some male who are interested in that kind of woman, they exist, trust me. They are more beta male, and then they are comfortable taking order from female, you know. They like they like, what you're going to call it, they like listening to women, and they are quite relaxed, and they don't have to be predominantly be a decision maker or that kind of thing. They don't have these urge that I have to be the one to make it happen, or I have to be the one who solve this problem. So if you are that, you know, predominantly masculine energy lady, you do have to understand who your match is, you know, and that's really important. Understanding you, understanding who your match is.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And it all comes down to what your core energy is. So that is super true. And it's important to be aware of that and to uncover that for yourself. Because like I said, it's like magnets, you know. Similar energies repel each other, but that opposite energy, that's where they came from, opposites attract, is true in, of that masculine feminine polarity. So when it comes to having a successful, passionate relationship, unless you've embraced that core energy, you're not necessarily going to attract the partner that's right for you, right? So by identifying that core energy, noticing and being able then to notice the energy of any potential partner, that whether you're dating or whatever, that way, when you're knowing what you're looking for in a relationship, it's easier to find somebody who's going to complement that polarity within yourself, right? And knowing like what complements best whatever energy you're bringing to that relationship. So again, I think it's really important. Like if you're already in a relationship, take a look at the state of things, you know, what's going on right now. What do you struggle with? What kind of, issues come up in your relationship, and kind of examine, you know, why that might be happening. And, a lot of times, a lot of the problems in the relationship are traced back to the fact that there is a lack of polarity. So one or both of the partners tends to feel the need to kind of develop the traits of that opposite energy. And when that relationship is out of polarity, if out of balance with the masculine and the feminine, you lose that connection to each other, because either you both have the same kind of energy or you're not embracing your true self. So it's really important to stay in that essence of polarity. And, you know, it's interesting because it's something that it all boils down to, like everything in life, I swear, it boils down to self-awareness, knowing who you are, knowing yourself. Who are you really? Uncovering the masks that we tend to wear, you know? And it's so fascinating to me because I go back, when I work with some of my clients, I look at, okay, what were you told as a child? You know, if you are, like, say, for instance, a little girl, you know, girls are tending to be told to, you know, be a good girl. If they happen to be in a relationship, or I mean, in a family dynamic where, say, the mom is divorced and she's bitter about that relationship, she might teach her little girl to put on a masculine mask when she's a kid, because maybe the mom doesn't want her to be dependent on a man. Maybe her dad wants her to be strong, you know, strong and independent, so she doesn't have to rely on anybody. So they teach that little girl, hey, you need to put on this masculine mask. And it causes confusion for a little kid, a little girl in particular, who has a strong feminine core energy, because they're being taught to wear that masculine energy mask. So it's one of those things that you really have to kind of get to the seat of who you truly are, like what your predominant energy is, in order to find that complement, the yin to your yang, in your relationships. Because again, you know, if you don't have that dynamic of polarity where, you know, you're in the exact opposite of that energy of the masculine and the feminine, you're going to be butting heads with whoever you're in a relationship with.
And, you know, that's really a good point, Tonya. You remind me of my memory that, you know, those of you who are raised by masculine energy mother, and they taught to be masculine, and then made you feel guilty to be feminine. Drop that. If you are, your core dominant energy is feminine, it's okay. I was doing exercise with Adrian Everhart, and then I remember, like, when I was a little girl, like, I was told to be, like, you know, stop being so whining and then don't cry. And then I was told, like, you know, more like be independent and then just like my mom, which I refuse to be, you know. I don't really think she's feminine at all. She's successful in business, but that's not my role model. But anyhow, I was told and then I had to learn how to be less feminine. I love the pink dress. I love the ribbon. I was very like, oh, I wanted to be princess. And then that's what I wanted to be. And then I was denied to be that way. Like my hair was short and I had to wear boy outfit. And then I was so unhappy about it. So I rebelled so much. And the part of the reason why I'm so feminine in my personal life is because of that. But it doesn't matter your core energy is feminine or masculine. It's very important to be authentic. Because, yeah, you can learn to have a masculine energy. Like, I'm pretty good boss at my business environment. I know how to handle a bunch of people, like, you know, as a team leader. But that is something I learned to be. That's not who I am. So you can't really keep, you know, embodying the energy who you are not. You have to be authentic. And then some people, you know, might like alpha male and then your core energy is masculine and you feel like, oh, I pretend to be feminine. But how long after you're married to him, how long can you fake that energy? You can't. So you do have to understand that just like what Tanya said, who you are, your authentic core energy is, and then think about who you are match, because energy is everything. Opposite attract. And then if you're male and then you feel like your core energy is feminine, that is okay, because I did go out with artist type male, and then when they're artist, they have a lot of feminine energy. Their creativity comes from their feminine energy and sensitivity. That doesn't mean he's an alpha male, he is. But the point is, if you have core feminine energy as a being a man, straight man, that's fine. Gay man, that's fine too, whatever. Just understand your core energy and what kind of woman you are match with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing. You have to be authentic. The worst thing in the world you can do is pretend to be something you're not. And I know this from experience, because this is exactly what I used to do. Like, I was spent, you know, this gets into like a whole nother can of worms when it comes to your child wounds and all of these other things and traumas and whatever. But when you are in that mode of, I need to be in a relationship, therefore I am going to be whatever they want me to be in order to maintain it. That is like the worst thing in the world you can do, because not only are you not being authentic to yourself, but you're trying to be something you're not to meet somebody else's needs. And it may work for a while, but it's not sustainable. I mean, it's going to fall apart. And trust me, because that's what I used to do all the time. Because I had such insecurity issues and unworthiness issues from childhood wounds. So it's, you know, gaining that sense of self-awareness, knowing what your history is, taking a good deep dive and looking at where are these things coming from? Where is my belief that I have to present myself in a certain way? Where is that coming from? Is that really true to me? Is that really me? Or is that something I adopted in my childhood from an experience from, you know, something I was taught by my parents, something that I was taught as a teenager from early relationships I was in? You know, where did I get this belief that I have to present myself as a certain way? Or is this really my true core energy? You know, and I think the best place to do it is by really getting vulnerable, you know, and looking deep down at some of those painful experiences that might have caused you to wear a mask other than what you're meant to be, you know. And that brings up a great point, Erica, when you were talking about, you know, different, whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're bi, whatever. But I think a lot of particularly only because I know I have several gay male friends who have told me in, you know, deep conversations we've had about this, that they were forced to put that masculine mask on as a child, you know, to please their parents, to please society. You know, I mean, that whole aspect till they felt like they were knew who they were as people, knew their own inner core energy enough to be like, hey, no, this is who I am. You know, hence the whole coming out of the closet thing. You know, that shouldn't have to be a thing. You know, you should be able to be who you are from birth. But unfortunately, it's not like that. Right. But being vulnerable, being honest, being authentic and getting back and looking at some of those things that may have caused you to be out of alignment with your own core energy is really important. And that's one of the first things I think needs to happen to have a successful relationship, because it's only when you really know who you are and like what your core energy is, what your inner issues are and things like that to help you. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect, obviously. You know, it's a lifelong journey of this uncovering of things and healing things. But knowing who you are at your core is imperative before you take steps to really, essentially, if you're going to be in a relationship. But on the opposite spectrum, if you're already in a relationship and you're struggling, that would be the first place I would look, is look at where the polarity exists in your patterns in your relationship. And, you know, you can repolarize, you can rebalance, but you have to be vulnerable. You have to look at it. You have to, you know, have the courage to be like, okay, where am I emotionally closed off? Where am I being too overtly controlling? You know, where am I, you know, it's all about accepting who you are and where you're at and accepting where your partner's at and commit to staying present. And, you know, it can be really uncomfortable. You know, a lot of this stuff can be really uncomfortable because, you know, you're told to put these masks on. And when you step out of that pain with somebody you completely trust, if it's your partner that you're with at the moment, there are absolutely ways to go about bringing that back into balance, but you have to talk about it, right? You've got to be open and honest and really take a good hard look at where you are and then what's sustainable, you know, so that you can appreciate your partner's energy, appreciate your own energy, and have that polarity that wants to be appreciated. Because like I said, masculine energies want to feel appreciated for their contribution. Feminine energies want to feel understood and appreciated for who they are. It's the doing and the being.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it is like very, very, very important to be authentic, because when you're authentic, you tend to attract someone who is your match, right? And then even if during the relationship, you may have to work on things, it's not going to be that huge amount of work you have to be compared to you pretend to be, oh, I'm more feminine because I want to attract the alpha male, and then you marry to him, then your life is kind of like huge obstacle, because, you know, how are you going to resolve this situation? It's much harder to solve, right? So being authentic solves lot of problem, even like problem to even start out with, because it's going to be less, and then save a lot of time. Because, like, you know, I learned how to be authentic in my I guess in my 23 years old time, because I really thought that we all have 24 hours per day, no matter how rich or how poor you are, right? We all have the same hours. But depends on how you present yourself. I'm not talking about fake presentation, like presenting to be authentic. You may save a lot of time. Like, I did notice before I became a coach, you know, in the relationship and talking to other people, people pretend to be like, or show their best version of themselves or whatever that is, like in 3 months of the relationship. And then I I kind of thought that is a waste of 3 months. Because if you show, I'm not saying you have to be like start talking about all history of your life from day one. I'm not talking about that. But if you're being authentic, okay, this is who I am. If you don't like me, go away. If you like me, stick around. If person stick around with you for you being who you are, you're already winning. And you already saved a lot of that 3 months, because that 3 months might be a green light to go to continue, instead of 3 months later or 6 months later, you started showing your true color, or the other person start showing true color, and then kind of wasted the whole of your 3 months or 6 months by, wow, who are you, you know? And you don't want that to yourself, and you don't really want the other person to be that way. So when you be authentic, authentic energy, authentic to be who you are, good or bad, no one is perfect. So just be authentic and see who you are best fit. That solved huge problem, or most of the problem in the relationship. I'm not saying the relationship gonna be perfect, but you're gonna solve, like, you're gonna solve a lot of problem even like not having one to begin with.
Yeah, and that, yeah, I can agree with you more there. I was just thinking, because I'm like, how can I really dig into this a little bit more? And I think it's so funny. If you look at what's going on in the world, and this is just something that I personally have observed over the past, I don't know, maybe 20 years or so, but it's interesting. I think women as a whole have gotten more masculine and men have gotten more feminine. Like when you're talking about traditional norms, right? You find, and like I've said, this is no judgment. It's not a right or wrong thing. It's just an observation. But you find so many more men nowadays who are so much more concerned, you know, about their appearance, about what they're wearing, you know, about things that were traditionally women's typical things, you know? So like guys are like, how does my hair look? How does my butt look in this outfit? You know, stuff like that. Stuff that, you know, traditionally women would be asking those kind of questions, right? But it's interesting to me that there's such a shift. And I think it's funny because I think it's because of when you look at, you know, how things have changed with women over the years, you know, back in what, the 1950s, women stayed home. They were like the nurturer, they were the caregiver, they were the housewife, whatever. And so many women have entered the workforce, and now women are very, you know, they're CEOs and they're heads of companies and, you know, all of these roles that women have taken on. And I think when you take that role back into the house, into the dynamic of the relationship, that's where, like I said, those issues come up. So just like to look at the difference, just for definition's sake, I found this really great infographic online, and I can't think of where it's from. But anyway, it's talking about the difference between masculine and feminine energy. And I think this is really good. So feminine energy, excuse me, is like free flowing. It's that life source energy. It's, you know, being like the ocean. And women in the feminine, I shouldn't just say women, feminine energy is stimulated by praise, where masculine energy is stimulated by challenge. And masculine energy is full of direction and purpose. It's linear, it's rigid. Feminine energy is moved by love and emotions and intimate relationships, whereas masculine energy is driven by their like sense of direction. It's impersonal, it's goal oriented without feeling attached. And feminine energy is about existing in the body and the sensations and feeling and the emotions. It tends to make small things big, hangs on to everything. And I can tell you that for a fact, because that's one thing that my husband will always joke about, is that women will remember stuff from 20 years ago that they did. You know, it's like, you hang on to everything, like every little thing that they did, you have memory of it and you will bring it up in an argument. feminine energy is about flow, and feminine energy looks for love. Whereas masculine energy is about transcending emotion into awareness, making big things small. Now, if you notice, masculine energy definitely will try to minimize things, make things smaller. For the masculine, it's easy to let things go. Like, that'll be like done. Look at any guy who's gotten into a fight with a friend. They will beat the crap out of each other and then be best friends 5 minutes later, you know, because there is, for them, it's one and done. It's over and over with, right? Whereas women, or I shouldn't say women, I keep saying that, as feminine energy is like, will constantly beat something to death because they can't let it go. They're hanging on to it. Masculine energy compartmentalizes and focuses on one thing at a time. Where I said feminine energy is all about the flow, and masculine energy looks for problems to solve. So if any of those things in masculine are like predominantly sound like you, I would say your predominant core energy is masculine. Whereas the feminine characteristics of feminine energy, if any of that sounds like you, then you're predominantly feminine energy. So it's just, it's something to be aware of. And it's interesting when you're thinking about what your own predominant energy is, and if you're in a relationship, where there might be issues. And when you're taking on the role of, you know, one or the other, and you can flow back and forth. I mean, it is, there are no hard lines between the two. You can flow back and forth, but whatever one is your predominant, it's really helpful to make sure that when you're dating or when you're in your relationships, that you are complementary to that balance between the two, because otherwise it's just going to throw everything off, you know, because it just, you're going to find all kinds of problems and issues. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. So, you know, hearing about information is one thing, but experiencing in your own life to see if this is true or not is another thing. So, you know, dating a lot of people is a good idea. One of the reasons why it is a good idea, so you can kind of like experiment what kind of partner is best fit with you, right? We all want to have happy, harmonious relationship, right? And then these are things we want in the partner, but when we know what kind of person you get along with the most, right? And that's how you find during dating. And then let's say if you are a predominantly feminine energy male, and then you do like feminine woman with a feminine energy, and then let's see how it goes. And then, you know, I would probably gonna tell you that she'll probably gonna sick of the relationship at the end, and then start having a lot of fight because she's being tired of taking, nothing is getting done, you know. And that happens, like the couple or relationship, the being a couple, doesn't matter married couple or not married, is teamwork. So you can be on the same side when you are either solving the problem or doing something, you know, when you have to row the boat and the other person gonna sit there and then kind of like cheering the other person, both of you cannot row the boat, right? If both of you are doing, you're not gonna go anywhere. So you will learn that, you know, a lot of times men usually do like feminine woman. Even you do have a feminine energy, you know, you don't want to have a hugely masculine female. I'm talking about 100% masculine. She has to have maybe 20% of femininity in there. But like, let's say a lot of ladies I encounter with, they're predominantly masculine energy, and then they be masculine all the time everywhere. And then they complain about, oh, I cannot find a real man in their life because they're being a real man. And then I usually do suggest, you know, why don't you just turn it off or turn it down to be more feminine? And then they do have a problem with that. And then it's very difficult to have masculine men because they really don't like that kind of woman. They have to deal with that kind of woman at the work, you know. They can do that because it's a work environment. And the work environment is more like competition. And then they don't want to bring competition energy to at home because most of the time, masculine men who happen to be successful, they want to relax at home. And then they don't want to be with a female who doesn't make him feel relaxed, you know. It's like 24/7 competition. He cannot handle that kind of feelings. And that's going to be quite tiring and then also not productive for him to acquire more success because you have to have on and off in the relationship or in the 24 hours of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's so funny because I hear this in my clients. I have so many examples, but it's so true because as women have become more masculine in the workplace, they tend to, and this is like, I'm talking about men and women in a traditional old school type of relationship, right? Male, female relationship. And this is actually it goes across, you know, whether you're a same sex relationship or not, it's the same thing because it's all about energy. So traditionally, as women became more masculine in the workplace, they brought that masculine energy home to their husbands and boyfriends who, of course, were already energetically in the masculine. So they start repelling each other. And it's so funny because, like I said, you know, that's why you find that as a result that men in the masculine energy started shifting more into the feminine. And since women were tending to hang on to their newfound masculine energy, the men that they loved shifted into more feminine energy to recreate the attraction of opposites. It was like a natural byproduct. It's a shift, right? One is more masculine, so the other shifts more into the feminine, which works out great for a while. But the problem lies in the fact that the man in your life as a woman probably has core masculine energy, and they're going to eventually be frustrated, right? Because they're not going to be able to hold that feminine energy 24/7. It's a flow back and forth, but their core energy is masculine. So what happens then is that, you know, the men in your life then tends to express less of that masculine nature. Then the woman gets frustrated because then she's still attracted to the masculine energy, but she's repelling it because she's in her masculine too much. It's like this crazy thing. So what happens then is men less often take the lead. They stop opening the door for you. They no longer make plans. They feel like you're the one that has to make the plans because you're in the masculine energy. You're the leader now. And then women get frustrated because women by nature, if they're primarily a feminine core energy, then that feminine core energy gets frustrated because it feels like it's always leading, right? Whereas the feminine energy wants to be in that receptive state. So it kind of was like this shift, you know, and it creates this whole new set of challenges. And I see this in my clients all the time. I have a particular couples clients I work with, and some of my couples, I've seen this back and forth. You know, the woman wants to be a strong, powerful, independent leader or businesswoman. And then she gets frustrated because she feels like the guy isn't leading the relationship, that he should be the one that's, you know, making plans for them and organizing things and taking the leadership role. But yet when you're in that masculine energy in the business and you can't like come home and then be back in your feminine, or at least more in the feminine energy, you're going to have that conflict because you're going to end up repelling each other. And that masculine energy is going to repel the other masculine energy. And that's when you have affairs. That's when you have people that go out searching for somebody else who's more feminine or whatever, because it matches that energy, right? Is like the opposite. So, excuse me. So it's interesting how the relationship breaks down, and it could be a problem if you're not aware of it. It's fine to be in a masculine energy as a woman. There's no problem there. Just be aware of what your partner's core energy is. You know, if you got together initially because, you know, and like I said, say it's just a male-female example, but say you're a woman who's naturally feminine, you're naturally, you know, in that nurturing, loving, go with the flow kind of feminine girly energy, and then you are now dating somebody or marrying somebody who's very masculine, they're, you know, the leader, and then all of a sudden you flip, you've got to be able to get back to that feminine core that attracted him in the first place. Otherwise, it's going to eventually fall apart if you stay in that masculine energy. Does that make sense? Did I ramble on too much?
Yeah, it does make sense. Because, like, this is not a sexist word. You know, you don't need two captains in the ship. You don't. And a lot of times, the couple or, you know, the ladies, some of the clients, who are having the relationship problem with, when you want to, of course, you know, sometimes one part of the thing in life, you're better, you know, let's say if you are good at cleaning or something than him, you can take a leadership role of cleaning, right? Let's say, right? And then he's better at fixing something, he can take a leadership of that. But like, it is very important to really understand if you are having, let's say, masculine energy as a female, that it is smarter for you to choose a male who is more, you know, core energy with feminine energy. But even that male, he has masculinity trait. Right? He doesn't mind listening to you or following your order or whatever that is, but he does have masculine side of him, whatever the stuff he's good at, and he can show his leadership role. So if you are being 24/7, being like boss in the family, it's not gonna go well. But masculine energy craves respect. So if you respect him, let's say if you respect his easygoing energy because he's predominantly feminine energy, so he's very easygoing and makes you feel relaxed while you are predominantly being, you know, masculine energy as a female, you have to really respect that part and then show that respect to him. If you do that, somehow he's showing his feminine energy, but his masculine side of him understand that you respect him as a man, even though his core energy is feminine energy. I hope you understand that. So it's all about match. You find what your match is, because opposite do repel. You know, two alpha not gonna go well. You know, it doesn't. Because I did experience in workplace with two alpha, means I'm alpha at the work. I'm usually stronger than most of the male in workplace, tell you the truth. But the other person I was working with was pretty alpha too. And then he was the same position as I am. And then I had to handle how to navigate that delicate relationship thing at the work environment. And that was quite challenging, even though that was only during work time and that is not my true personality. But, you know, it had a lot of friction and the conflict and then, I guess, emotional, I guess, friction, I guess. I don't bring emotion at work, but he did. So it was very difficult. So I could kind of understand if that is a personal relationship, which is more raw and more, I guess, realistic. Because at work, you can really start being fully who you are. But if that is a home environment energy, that could be huge trouble. So if you're a lady and you happen to want to be an alpha male and you happen to be alpha to begin with, you may want to reconstruct that desire because it doesn't really work out, you know, it really doesn't. So try to find alphaness in non-alpha male, more male with more feminine energy. He does have an alpha trait in certain aspect of what he's good at. And then things gonna flow. It's all about compatibility, and the compatibility is very important in a relationship. And love doesn't conquer everything, okay? It doesn't. If you're incompatible, you're incompatible.
Yeah, I mean, it, and of course, I mean, and there's so many things that go into that, but that is like, I think the core, one of the core things that I think is super, super important to look at, you know? So when you're talking about compatibility, there's so many things that go into that, but you know, it's not just knowing what you're looking for, knowing your personality, knowing, you know, what you desire in life, what your, you know, the direction you want to go in your life, all of those things play into that. But being in that awareness of, you know, how you are at your essence, you know, knowing yourself, it's the ultimate thing you could do if you are looking to be in a relationship, or you're looking to date, or you're looking to find that person you want, like if you want to find somebody to spend the rest of your life with or that life partner, the first thing you need to do is to get real, honest, and authentic with yourself. Knowing yourself, because if you don't know yourself, you don't know your own core energy. You don't know your hopes, your dreams, your desires. You don't know your inner wounds. Knowing yourself is what helps you find the person that best complements you and that whole compatibility thing. Because if you don't know yourself, how are you going to know who's going to be the best match for you? So when you do go out there and start dating people and start looking, whether you're online dating or wherever you're meeting people, knowing what you want and being really clear about that and knowing who you are, it helps you not only from a law of attraction standpoint attract what you desire, but it helps you know, you know, when you're meeting people, hey, this person is definitely in their masculine energy. This person is definitely in feminine energy at their core. So you know what is best going to work with you. And that's what dating's all about. You know, you date people to find out, do you want to spend time with them? Are they a good complement to you? Because that's the thing I think, you know, I had to laugh. I digress here a little bit on the side, but I was listening to the radio the other day and they were talking about the new Top Gun movie and they were talking about Tom Cruise movies and they're like, oh, the best top 10 Tom Cruise movies. And one of them was Jerry Maguire. And I'm like, no, like Jerry Maguire is a fallacy. You know, relationships are not meant to complete us. That person is not meant to complete you. They're meant to complement you. You are complete and whole by yourself. You have masculine and feminine energy within yourself. You are a whole being. You don't need anybody else to complete you. Complimenting you and sharing life with you and moving through life as a ebb and flow and spending time together and having company is what a relationship is for. It's not about, you know, completing you. You know, it's fun. It's awesome. You know, because we want to spend time with somebody who gets us, understands us. And, you know, when you find somebody like that, who matches your energy and is a good fit and is a complementary, you know, the yin to your yang, it's a beautiful thing and it's very fulfilling and satisfying. But like I said, the first thing you want to start with is knowing who you are, knowing your own core energy and starting there and then moving out from there looking or you know, based on wherever it is you're looking to meet people. So just a little, my two cents before we wrap things up.
Yeah. Completing with each other is totally false. Seriously. We are complete. And then also, you know, some of the ladies might have difficulty of female energy, feminine energy, because like some of the unhealthy female will represent unhealthy feminine energy, like needy and codependent, and I can't do anything unless my man gonna do this for me, blah blah, you know, like kind of like little child, let's put it that way. And then when you embody true feminine energy, you can enjoy him taking the lead, but once he's off to business trip or whatever, or you have to be the leader to take care of something because he's not there. And then you can completely handle the situation because your masculinity is, you know, within you. And that is the true balance. So you don't really have to show your huge amount of leadership or masculinity in the relationship if that is not your cup of tea. But when it's necessary, you can, because you're more than capable of doing it. So it's about the balance. It's all about dancing. Like when he takes the lead of dancing, you follow. And then once you have to lead for some reason, you can do it, right? So it's about flexibility. But it's really, really important to understand who you are and what you are. Because, yeah, technically, you can go out with anybody, yes. But relationship is not a boot camp. Relationship is not some kind of a school of life. It is in a way, but it's not, to go through difficulty with your partner 24/7. Yes, if you want to choose that relationship, you can. But if you want happy, harmonious, amazing relationship, compatibility is really important. So, you know, understand you and understand what kind of partner you get along with and you are turned on as well with. And that is important. And that might not be what you originally wanted or you thought that's what you wanted, because no one wants the relationship you constantly fight every 6 months, or once you feel like you solve one problem and then another thing's gonna happen after 3, 4, 6 months later, right? Relationship is not a Hollywood movie. Movie is made in certain manner to keep audience captive during 90 minutes or 120 minutes. That's not real life. You don't want that life, trust me, okay? Relationship can be nurturing, can be harmonious, can be relaxing all the time, or most of the time. Sometimes you do have a challenge here and there, but not every 6 months or, you know, that kind of thing. So it's very important to understand that and see what kind of relationship fit with those kind of harmonious, relaxing, amazing mood.
No, and I was just going to say too, just on your topic, when you were talking about the opposite end of the spectrum, because I just wanted to bring this up too real quick. When you're talking about feminine, masculine energy, there can be toxic feminine energy and like unhealthy feminine energy, as well as unhealthy masculine energy. So I don't want to get that confused either. So there's like unhealthy feminine energy can be manipulative, like the desperate, you know, like Desperate Housewives, right? That desperation, acting like an insecure doormat, getting taken advantage of all the time. That person that does anything to please their person. That is unhealthy feminine energy. And the same thing with unhealthy masculine energy is like the aggressive, controlling, super competitive. So that's not healthy either. So that's not what we're talking about. You know, it's that nice give and take, that ebb and flow. And yeah, it's like being aware of what is the predominant energy within you.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Listening to the both of you is very, very, very insightful. I wish, like, a lot of the girls I know would, like, be in this room and listen to you, and be able to listen to you. You guys shared some very valuable insights. I cannot agree more with a lot of your points. It applies even to where I come from, which is an extremely different part of the world too. I'm guessing where you come from. I just
where
wanted
did you
to
come from?
The last time. I'm from Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have a very more classic romanticized versions of males and females, and it's still consistent. But, you know, in today's world and globalization, it's kind of a struggle. So, yeah, we're starting to have a little bit of the fights between the masculine and the feminine somehow, like they're competitors. The reason why I wanted to come up on stage is that I really agree with what Tonya said last, is that there is the toxic masculine and the toxic feminine. You guys talked earlier about the balance and striking the balance between your core energy and your partner's core energy and so on and so forth. I had this in my mind, but I didn't have the words to describe it in English. My English is not that good. But yeah, like if you find someone who's extremely masculine in every aspect, including the toxicity within all of us as humans, and someone who's extremely feminine, again, in every aspect, and they do this form of a struggle thing, then it's a disaster. Then in that case, you're looking at a time bomb. I know a lot of people who are like that. Someone who's, for the most part, the men. Very masculine to a level, and the female would be very feminine to a level. And then when they get really pissed off at each other, they completely disregard the effort that they put into their relationship, and they both start coming after each other using their own weapons and tools. So I could not agree more with this. It's actually a very important point, is that not every alpha female and alpha male relationship works out where the female is predominantly feminine in her core energy and the masculine is the same thing. So yeah, I wanted to chime in on that. But yeah, it applies to even like where I come from these days, because, you know, like, you know, Middle East, the traditional role of the man is still the same as it was, I think, maybe in the Middle Ages up to. But it's like there is a lot of changes these days, as I mentioned earlier in the chats, because I think today's world is more unisex. It does not require a specific gender to do a specific thing. And industries started to cater more for what people need and not what the industry needs. So you can tell that work environments are more, maybe, I think, I could be wrong, of course, a little bit more masculine-oriented, because this is what the legacy of these industries were, is that they needed very competitive men to rank up and expand companies and so on and so forth. So when women entered the workforce over the past 70 to 100 years, it became like they had to compete on the same level. So they started exploring a lot of their masculine energy. So they started exploring ways to express themselves beyond being men, beyond the masculine, into the feminine. So yeah, men and women these days, they can switch between masculine and feminine. But as you guys so eloquently said it earlier, it depends on where you draw the line. If I'm a girl and I have to be masculine at work, I have to take it off when I take my shoes off when I enter the house. And the same thing for being a man, unless this is your core energy. If this is something that you have cultivated, it's not part of who you are, then you need to leave it out of the relationship. Because, you know, unless, I mean, it also depends on the relationship itself. What are you looking to get out of it? Anyway, very insightful. Thank you guys so much for sharing what you shared. I agree with almost 80 to 90% of what you said, based on what I know can be applied also, like, as I said, in my part of the world. Thank you so much for sharing this and for letting me up on stage to share this as well.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate your insight and thank you for your input on that. Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, looking at the push for, you know, women entering the workforce and how women were like practically forced to be, like, if you wanted to be successful in the business world, you had to be in that masculine energy. You had to, otherwise you weren't going to get anywhere. And I think it's a very valid point, and I'm glad you brought that up. So very true.
It is very, very point. You know, I when something horrible happened, I had to go to the bathroom and cry. You know, I can't cry in front of the people, like at the work environment, but I can cry in my personal life, right? So it's really important to be flexible and understand which energy you are Even though we female had to cultivate masculine energy, understand that is just like outfit. You can take it on and off. And once you learn how to take it on and off, it's easy to do that. So it's important for us to learn how to do that.
I think I would just say, like, you know, we all have to, you know, and I'm like beating a dead horse here, but we all have to be aware. We all have to be aware of our own essence, our own core energy, and looking back at, is this really me? What is my predominant energy? And you can look up, you can get online and look up the differences between, you know, find a list and look at the differences between masculine and feminine. Which resonates with you most? What is your core, like when you are by yourself, acting by yourself, what is your core strength, your core energy? And it doesn't matter, you know, like I said, because we all have feminine and masculine within us, but what is your predominant default mode, right? And then spend your time in that energy. You can flow back and forth. You're going to flow back and forth, and that's good. But the being aware of, you know, what is beneficial in your relationship, and knowing that you cannot be successful if you have two people that have the same core energy. It's just not going to work because you're going to repel each other. So being aware of your own core energy is key, ultimately, above anything else, because as long as you're aware of that and you know how to move back and forth, you know, because we all change. We all, like you said, you know, we take a leadership position in certain times, you know, certain situations call for it, you know, like say I'm very much in feminine energy. My husband is very masculine energy. Say something happens to him, you know, and he is in the hospital. I am now taking over a leadership role in the household. You know, I have to make decisions. I got to do this. I got to do that. All of these leadership things that he would normally take care of, you know, so you've got to be able to be in a state of flow of moving back and forth. But being aware of who you are at your core is, like, I cannot say it enough. That is what's going to help you when it comes to your relationships and knowing who you are, knowing your core strength energy is, and who the person you're with, what their core energy is. That way you can, you know, blend and move back and forth and move in that energy dynamic and balance each other. Like I said, keep that yin and yang symbol in your mind, because ultimately that's what it is. It's being in the balance. And when you're bringing two aspects from two different people together, it's about finding that balance. So that's what I would just say.
Great. And it's really important, you know, I keep on saying this, but it's very important to be authentic. And then when you find your authentic energy, doesn't matter masculine or feminine. And how can you find it? Put yourself into the situation which got nothing to do with survival, okay? Because when you get into the survival environment, your masculine energy is going to show up whether you like it or not. So that's not your core energy. Put yourself into some very relaxing, very harmonious environment and see which energy is more predominant. And that's a good way to find out, like, constantly which one your operating mode is, right? And then be authentic, and then don't be apologetic about your core energy. That's who you are. Be confident and find a person, the partner, who is complementing with your energy.
So that about wraps things up for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving this episode a listen. I would love for you to add this to your list of regular podcasts that you listen to. Also, I've got so many things in the works right now. I'm really excited. I've got several free masterclasses coming up. I've got some workshops I'm hosting. So I would love, if you are interested in any of the classes that I teach, to go ahead and give me a follow on Instagram. That's where I post most of my things. My Instagram tag is @IAM_TanyaAlberti. And you can follow me there. And I would love to connect with you either on Instagram or on Clubhouse even. And let me know, reach out to me if there's any topics of interest you want to have discussed, or if you're interested in any of my offerings, please feel free to reach out to me there. You can also email me at info@tanyaalberti.com. I would love, love, love to hear from you. So I hope you have an amazing day, and take care, and see you next week.